Federal officials announced a massive gang bust in Anchorage today. The sprawling indictment from the U.S. Attorney's Office details allegations of drug sales, money laundering, illegal firearm possession, and violence by 12 individuals based in Anchorage's Fairview neighborhood. Speaking during a press conference, U.S. Attorney Kevin Feldes explained how the multi-agency collaboration built a case against the Fairview MOB, which stands for Member of Bloods.
The Fairview MOB gang members are alleged to be associated with the National Bloods Gang. This case here in Alaska, this federal indictment, is the first time that we have federally charged a gang activity in Alaska that is alleged to have ties with national gang activity.
The indictment outlines alleged crimes as far back as 2012, with profits from the sale of heroin, crack, and cocaine being laundered through L.A.-based entertainment companies. Criminal records from the Alaska court system show several of the indicted men face charges of assault with a deadly weapon and attempted murder connected to an incident in May of this year. Anchorage District Attorney Clint Campion says the case is the result of an aggressive task force convened in January after a high-profile spike in homicides and shootings.
And there was a moment in early February, as the chief says, where we had to step back and say, we need to take a different approach, we need to have a different response. And I distinctly remember members of our federal law enforcement agencies coming to the Anchorage Police Department, meeting with us and talking about how they could help. And I think the investigation that led to yesterday's arrests and the indictments that preceded the arrest are the culmination of that effort.
It's not clear how much of the violent crime from last winter is related to alleged illegal activities by Fairview Blood. Still, Christopher Constant, a vocal member of the Fairview Community Council running for the area's assembly seat, says there's a sense of relief that the task force is making strides on public safety.
It's definitely an issue that people have come forward and asked about consistently, and I think today is proof that something has changed, that there is some active enforcement, that there is a partnership tackling a problem.
Of the 12 people indicted, 10 are Anchorage residents, all of them in their 20s. Two others are from Los Angeles. Police are asking for the public's help locating the only two men not currently in custody, Delano Williams of Anchorage and Deron Walton of Los Angeles.